Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. What a show today. I'm very, very excited about today's show. I've been waiting for it for a number of weeks. You know, you watch the show. You know that we love inviting worldwide leading experts on the show in their particular space and their particular business models. And a lot of people are talking about voice over IP and, of course, AI. So when Ray Pasquale came across our desk, who's the CEO and founder of Unified Office, I mean, we wanted to bring him on the show because he and his company in the greater Boston area really are leading the charge with voice over IP and their AI technology as well. Ray's a tireless innovator. I mean, he's an inventor, an entrepreneur. He's always ready to help others with ideas and actions. He has a great company. So Ray, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Ray. You know, we look at your business. We love what you're doing. You have all the managed services and, you know, you provide such great services throughout the community and throughout the world. But before we get started, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us what you do at the company. Give us the high level about Unified Office, and then we'll get going.
So we started off about 10 years ago as a voice over IP company strictly. And when I say strictly, what I was trying to invent, having been a veteran of many companies that built big iron to transport voice across the internet and all that sort of thing, was to sort of, Steve Jobs were around alive today. I thought to myself 10 years back, what legacy industry would he reinvent? And I think he would have done voice over IP. Voice over IP never really quite worked very well because, as many of you know, the internet was developed for basically non-real-time data. Voice and video really demand real time. So I felt after leaving my last company that if I could take and reinvent the voice over IP communications experience, make it work as well as the old phone systems did with the same level of reliability, then I would have done something good for the world. But I wasn't going to stop there. After I did that, and it took a few years to perfect that, and we've got multiple patents on how we do that. And again, we use common, ordinary internet connections where you don't have to do anything special to deploy with Unified Office. I wanted to find ways that I could make it go to work for businesses of all types. And it sounds kind of weird. Like, how do you do that? Well, that was the challenge, right? Because if I couldn't figure that out, there was no sense in building yet just another voice company. There's 100,000 of them out there. And so along came this notion of quick serve restaurants in the form of Domino's across the country a few years back. And listening to these large ownership, these franchise groups, we developed a suite of visual analytics, real-time analytics that runs on a big screen monitor with speakers and the like. And it helps coach their staff. It has various key performance indicators on it and so on that provide insights into their business in a real-time way. So that allows them to make operational adjustments on the fly if they need to. The other interesting thing about what we did was we were able to queue up as many calls that they could create demand for. In other words, no busy signals. And that sounds kind of strange because all of a sudden they've gone from like a handful of calls per minute to like, you know, 20 to 30 or more in many cases. So the net effect of doing just that for them did what? It expanded their revenue capture. They had no idea they were missing these opportunities what we call during peak periods, maybe a Friday night at 10 o'clock at night out in California, and you're getting busy signals, or you know, you're hearing that click in the ear and the worker is too busy taking your order, Andy, you might call back, but you might not, right? So that's a way that we started to then revolutionize the quick serve restaurant category. And then we went into other verticals. Why are we verticalized? Because when you can focus on a market and really understand it, you can help that market get better and react better to this hyper impatient consumer culture that we all live in today, the push button, Amazon delivery, an hour later kind of a thing, right? And so we branched out into the dental markets. We then looked at the hotel industry and looked at the lack of revenue generation that the hotel rooms used to generate 30 years ago before the cell phone. And I thought to myself, look, if I can find a way to return passive revenue generation to those hotels in the form of a really interesting electronic sort of device in the room, which also functions as a phone on our system, think of a tablet where they can sell sponsored ads, little tiles on this tablet of local area businesses, or maybe the hotel's own services. That really started to resonate with these operators of these hotel chains. And then, of course, COVID hit. Anyway, and then we focused on automobile dealerships. Now, those are just a few verticals we focus on, but the net effect is we go in, we learn about the pain points they have, and then we learn enough about their business that we can take them forward. So we've developed various features, various functions for those market verticals that really propel them forward in this crazy world. So capture them, in the moment when Andy's ready to buy a car and you've got a question about a particular car model, yet they can't find the human. Our software can organize those call flows intelligently so that the dealership can make sure that your question gets answered by the right person immediately, not later.
Yeah, it's so important, and I think about it, Ray. I look at what you do and what your organization does through the lens of business communication, the Internet of Things, your data analytics, which is powerful, and then, of course, your intelligence analytics. And all of these things combine to increase the profitability, really, or the revenue of your clients, like you mentioned. Let's talk about it. What types of small to medium-sized businesses reach out to, Ray? What does that first conversation sort of sound like with you and your team?
We normally will get questions. The questions range from, I'm looking for a voice system that actually works, that doesn't go down, that has great quality with no choppy audio and drop calls. That's, by and large, that's what you get, because they really don't know. They know that whatever they've got today isn't working to their satisfaction, and they can't quite put their finger on it. So they kind of ask the same questions that everybody would ask. You never knew about an iPad until Steve Jobs created that acronym, right? So when they initially reach out, that's the question we get. Once we engage with them and start to describe what we do and why we do it and why it's important to them, the discussion changes quite dramatically, and they start to get it, and they get, and then the next thing you know, you're involved with 20,000 units across the country in various, market verticals. We're now, the hotel industry is coming back great guns. We've got tremendous opportunities in not just normal hotels, but think of amenity hotels that have wellness clinics. So that in-room concierge that we developed for advertisements and the like now plays a really important role in doctors that are wanting to manage or help manage chronically ill people that don't necessarily have to go into the practice. I'm not going to get into the details of how we do that, but the extensibility of what we develop has cross-vertical implications and allows us to achieve scale and make a really big difference in these markets and these businesses.
I love it, Ray. When a company reaches out to you, they have a problem. They have a big problem. They've heard about you. They know what's happening at Unified Office. They've become referred over to you from another business, CEO, founder, C-level executive suite. Do they know how important what they're about to engage in will impact their profitability or their revenue? Or are they only thinking about the problem and then you bring in the idea that it's going to increase their revenue? Or do they, which way do they come when they come talk to you, Ray?
They don't have, when they come after a phone system, they're not thinking of increased revenue. They're not thinking of, let me describe to you, sentiment analysis, which is another offering that we've developed. That is an AI platform that we can bring to anybody. But be that as it may, think about the poor guy that's got 40,000 recorded calls every week, a large Domino's operator or a large automobile dealer, having to inspect those calls for various either emotions, I don't know, could be like customer service not behaving, customers not behaving and the like, that's impossible. So we developed that system that you check off a few boxes, you press go, and a little while later, it'll come back with a subset of all those calls. It hopefully returns what you're looking for. So they don't know that we do that. They're like, we think we're missing opportunities. We think this 30-year-old phone that's in our dealership isn't helping us deal with guys that are coming in here with iPhone 14 Pro Maxes, basically a computer in your pocket. They don't know it, Andy, until you start to engage with them. And then they start to go, you know what? You're right. I think I am missing service appointments. I think I am missing those internet leads that are calling in to buy that car. They just don't know. Once you help them with that initial pain, then they realize how, wow, you can do all this for us. Holy, I had no idea. Right. So I wish it was that easy that they would call in asking for AI features that would look. We explained to them, we've spent the last 40 years data mining everybody digitally. We know Google knows everything about you. And when I forget my social security number, I just tell people, just Google it. You'll find it. But we haven't spent, the pendulum swung so far to the digital side of our personas and who we are. They neglected that the human communications experience has never been kind of looked at. And taking those two in totality, it really describes the Andy and Ray. And so that's kind of what we do, if you think about it. We take that voice side, that communications, what I mean by voice, not just humans, sensors. We have a sensor platform that we've rolled out to our restaurant customers to start the Internet of Things, because it was a natural sort of progression for us. When we listened to them, their make tables, their temperatures would go out of phase. And if you're a large owner operator of Domino's and you've got 500 units around the country, you have no idea if it's ready to break or not. And so the heuristics and the algorithms that we employ can actually guide ahead of time proactively. You may want to take a look at that refrigeration equipment in Chicago. We think it's getting ready to fail.
Incredible.
But those sensors communicate, they have a voice. And now we're working with robots, right? Sounds kind of crazy. We're not a robotics company, but I look at that for our hotel customers as a way to help them with labor issues, to deliver towels to Andy's room when he needs it, using our platform to actually order the towels without bothering the front desk. And those kinds of innovations are something that Unified Office is really well known for. And you wouldn't think that's a voice company at its core, but that's really what we are.
Yeah, I love it. It's so interesting. I'm so happy to have you on the show. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Ray just said, because at the core, he is a worldwide leading expert and his team is a worldwide leading expert. But then what they do is they take that core competency and they put in place a number of different other things to help their clients. So everything that you do is really focused on your clients. You have some great case studies on your website. I mean, very, very powerful. When somebody calls you, a company calls you, how long does the exploratory conversations take? Is it a week long, a month long, a year long process before you start understanding their business and how to implement your strategy to help them in their company?
I mean, if it's a new market vertical, it takes, we'll go through an interview process, right? We really want to understand what they think their pain points are and so on. And the four or five verticals that were deployed in, now it's a very short discussion because it's the 80-20 rule. If the first 20 or 25 auto dealerships tell us, look, we can't deal with these guys that walk in, they're ready to buy, but we can't find a salesperson to write up the order. That 80% of the rest of the auto dealerships in the country probably have the same sort of issue. So at that point, we know a lot about their business. The other 20% we'll discover over time. But the initial engagement with us is really kind of a Q&A that lasts maybe 15 to 20 minutes. After that, it's obviously an ongoing partnership. We're in constant communications with all of our customers. We have advisory group meetings with them all the time. So it's a shared kind of partnership, which is kind of unique. I think it's very unique.
Yeah, I love it.
So a voice company that actually wants to talk to their customers and create solutions for them.
I mean, I love it. I love it. So when we look at what you do, one thing that you've sort of become very well known for is you learn the vertical, you learn what's going on in the vertical, use the 80-20 rule. Now you're able to offer recommendations and suggestions in a consultative sort of a process to your clients, right, about what they can do to improve their profitability. I have to believe that that really builds long-term loyalty for you with your customers.
It does. There's this concept called churn, you know, in the industry, is how many customers do you lose on a percentage basis? And you know, I would tell you that in a voice over IP company only, and that's all they do, let's say, for, you know, hello and goodbye with a couple of other push button services, they suffer about 20 to 25% attrition or churn rate. Our churn rate actually is less than 2%. We operate on 4 to 5 year contracts, depending on the market vertical. And almost 98% of all of our customers renew. And so I think, you know, that look, there's a lot that goes into that, right? It's not just features. It's that consultative, that kind of partnership that we sort of bring to them. We're a managed service company, so we watch over them, our network operations center, 24/7. And we help them. We listen to when they call them, and they have a feature or a pain point they need solutions for. We'll develop it if it makes a great deal of sense and we can apply it elsewhere, and they'll get it in short order. So we're very quick, very agile, and quick to respond. So they come to us with initial pain. Then once we give them the aspirin or the Advil or whatever you want to call it, then the discussion takes on a different form.
Wow. And I know, you know, you're big on industry specific real time monitoring. Let's talk about your team, because you have to have an amazing team to do the predictive analysis and the sentiment analysis, the staff performance and the like. Let's talk about your team. How important is your team to the company's success?
Absolutely critical. We, you know, myself, Tom Phelan, my vice president of engineering, and this other, we have over 200 years of telecommunications experience. We're old enough to have been there in the early days of the internet. I worked very early on in my 20s at building internet networking, working on those protocols and algorithms. So has Tom. And then recently, a fellow joined us from Amazon who developed the Echo Alexa platform. And so we're bringing these other cool services, believe it or not, to all of our customers. They will probably be announcing sometime in February in Miami at a conference, or Fort Lauderdale. And think of your home, Andy, you're tired, you open up an IPA, you've got your feet up, and you run 100 or so different businesses around the country, and you're just lazy at that point. You don't want to get your laptop out and find out what's going on. You're able to sit there and ask Alexa, how many of my stores happen to be in red alarm right now for various reasons? All right, Andy, hey, this store, that store, would you like me to text you a list to your cell phone? Oh, okay, then it shows up. And then you're able that at that point to the call the store, get your laptop out and go figure out things. So those kinds of features, while not really on the surface, don't seem all that important. They are. I mean, those are the lighters. That makes your job easier. It makes your life easier. It puts a smile on your face to know that this company called Unified Office is making it so helpful to me. And the notifications, instead of saying, you know, an Amazon driver just dropped something off in your driveway, those are interesting. I like getting those unsolicited notifications. But what about, Andy, your store in Chicago just closed 2 hours ahead of schedule? Oh, did? You want to know those things. So those kinds of, you know, mission critical, business critical things we bring to life in various ways. And so that's just robots having, you know, helping with labor shortage issues. And of course, there's a novelty factor to them. And of course, they run our software, and there's a lot of different use cases we bring to these markets, but they're all extensible. They all have wide scale deployment. We're not a company that every customer is a custom build. You could never grow a company like that, and you would break a company. Your engineering team would be broken by having way too many code bases. So yes, the team is critically important. We all have a little gray hair, and some of us have no hair. We just keep on going and we keep innovating. It's really, I got to tell you, I'm on the road. I'll walk into a business. I don't care where, I may be in Miami. I just did this recently in Orlando. And I walk into this business and it was a pizza shop, non-Domino's. And I found out they were a customer. I saw the thing on the wall. I'm like, this is cool. I mean, it's amazing, the breadth that we have in this market and the wide scale deployment of our platform has just really been gratifying in a short amount of time. So,
We have a lot of younger entrepreneurs watching the show. I mean, they're watching you, they're hearing what you do. They're talking about, your industry. They're thinking about, wow, I mean, this gentleman's built an amazing company. He's such an expert in his field. And maybe they're a startup founder that maybe he's having a tough time. Maybe they're going through some potholes in the road. Maybe they're hitting a wall. What type of advice, Ray, can you give to the entrepreneurs that are having a little bit of a tough time, a little crinkle in their slacks, if you will, or their dress that's, putting them in the position to maybe get a little bit worried about their business and their entrepreneurship?
Oh, wow. It's a loaded one. It's an unnatural thing to build a business, to take all of your life savings and just throw it at something. And we had a company meeting recently. We've got several new employees. And what I ask people typically in the beginning of those meetings is, how many of you have emptied your bank accounts? You sold your house, you sold everything you had and put it into an idea. Raise your hand. Mine was the only hand that went up. That's what it takes. It takes courage. My mom used to say, I was raised by my mom, and she said, quitters never win and winners never quit, Raymond. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. So I would say you got to be courageous. You cannot be successful without taking risk. You can't quit. You have to persevere, even if it's a lousy idea. It may not be the greatest idea in the world, but just persisting. You can take an average idea and be successful. A lot of people quit at exactly the wrong time. Because it's a scary, scary thing. So one of the things that, an entrepreneur could do, and I did this, even though I'm a veteran of these things, it's still an emotional roller coaster. I joined these incubators, and you'll find them around the country, of other like-minded entrepreneurs. You're in this common shared office space. You're kind of going through it together. It's like a self-help group. And it's. I would highly recommend to anybody that's thinking about doing this or having difficulties to search that out where you live and join something like that. But you just have to have the courage of your convictions, and you just can't quit.
I love it. Great advice. I know that mentorship is important to you. I know that you mentor others. You're very involved in giving back to the community. Your mother called you Raymond and my mother called me Andrew. So we have that in common as well. Ray, what a great interview. I'm so happy that you could come on the show and tell us about Unified Office. And this has been fantastic, bringing us on the inside about what you're doing and how you take this core competency and really help your clients improve their profitability, improve their revenues. And you work at it from a consultative basis with very little churn, and the company stay with you basically forever. So it's just great to have you on the show, Ray, and thanks so much for coming on the show today.
I was happy to be here. It was a lot of fun. Thanks, Andy.